Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to the channel, or if you're returning, thank you once again for revisiting. This is about sanctions against various Israeli government ministers. It was on the 10th of June, that's a Tuesday, that Norway, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom announced they were imposing sanctions on two Israeli ultra-nationalist, frank racist ministers. This means that these ministers cannot travel to their countries or through these countries, and to freeze any assets these ministers may have in any of these five jurisdictions. I'm not aware if they do have any such assets. They certainly wouldn't be able to purchase some, set up a bank account, whatever. So the two people sanctioned are Itamar Ben-Gvir, who's the National Security Minister, and Bezalel Smotrich, the Finance Minister. I hope I pronounced their names correctly. So these are two utterly vile specimens, these men. And I know there are many Israeli people who revile them. The many Jewish people who are not Israeli also recognize that these two guys are an absolute disgrace, that they do not represent Jewish people and Judaism, which has got its humanitarian principles. And there are morally upstanding and physically courageous Jewish people who say, no mercy of the Palestinians. Even they want to destroy Hamas, they say, but we have to have proportionality. We have to distinguish between civilians and militants. Moreover, just because Hamas does this kind of thing, indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, that doesn't mean that the state of Israel should do likewise. It's got to be grounded on the noblest principles of humanitarianism, human rights, international law, and so forth. And so it goes on. Now, Itamar Ben-Gvir, he is notorious. He has publicly lauded people who are outright racist, illegal immigrants in the West Bank. And he said that those who willfully murdered unarmed Palestinian civilians are heroes. Heroes? Wow. Because obviously, deliberately killing civilians, knowing them to be civilians, if it's not as part of some military attack on a proper target, that's murder. And it doesn't get matter who the perpetrator is or who the victim is. And he says that Al-Aqsa Mosque ought to be leveled, and a synagogue ought to be constructed in room of it. Moreover, he's praised Israeli civilians who blocked aid convoys that the Israeli government has greenlighted. So he's been very public in advocating for deliberately starving Palestinian civilians to death. It really is sickening. And say, oh, there's no shortage of food in Gaza. Well, of course there is. So what would the effect of cutting off aid be? Of course it would be to make a shortage of food, wouldn't it? Otherwise, what is the purpose if you don't want to cut them off of food? Because Gaza has virtually no agricultural capacity. It's one of the most densely populated places in the world. It's largely desert, and so forth. I mean, any farming equipment and so on would have been destroyed. Almost every building is either destroyed or damaged. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your comment, Paramount. So please keep them coming. What else about that? So leveling Al-Aqsa Mosque would be egregiously offensive to the Muslim world, to 1.5 billion people. I don't want anyone's place of worship to be razed to the ground with a synagogue, mandir, or whatever it may be, stupa, wat, pagoda, temple, and so forth. So this is the sort of outright racist who is a part of Netanyahu's coalition. Now, talk about anti-Semitism. He is an anti-Semite. Arabs are Semites as much as Jews. And bear in mind, as Arabs outnumber Jews at least 20-1 in the world, being anti-Arab is even, in a sense, even more anti-Semitic than being Jewish. It's against even more Semites and so forth. Supposedly, the blood of Abraham, as President Jimmy Carter's book had it, the Jews, the descendants of Shem, just like their Ishmaelite brothers. Okay. And Bezalel Smotrich, the Minister for Finance, who said that yes, they ought to blockade Gaza, not allow in any comestibles, medicines, medical equipment, and so forth. He said that starving civilians to death might be justified and moral. All right, the operative word is might. How can that possibly be justified and moral? I wouldn't advocate it against Israelis or any other nationality, any ethnicity, and so on. I say, what about the Second World War, the First World War, and say, let's say the United Kingdom blockaded Germany, didn't allow shipping in. Was that legal? Was that moral? Probably not. But then again, it wasn't total. Germany illegally occupied some countries, could get food from them. That's not the case of Palestine. And obviously, starved some of the local civilians to death. Germany had borders with neutral countries like Denmark and Switzerland and were in the Netherlands and could purchase foodstuffs from them, and indeed could ship things in through its own littoral and so forth, was Gaza doesn't have any of those options. All right, it's got one crossing point with Egypt, and Egypt's not been remotely cooperative on this one. So it really is horrendous. So Bezalel Smotrich, who says, denies Palestinians their name, their very name, wants to deracinate them, and he has urged expanding these illegal colonies in the West Bank, driving Palestinians out at bayonet point, stealing their property. It is armed robbery. I know Jews have often been the victim of this, indeed an Arabi, from Morocco to Iraq, from Syria to Yemen and so forth. And of course, that's disgraceful. Nobody should suffer that. So the only way forward is restitution of all illegally seized property. I know it's very, very tricky because then it was sequestrated by whichever government, sold to whoever, and sold on and sold on. And this is the fifth owner and the third generation. And how do we unscramble the omelet? I don't know. We just that's the principle to have to figure out the particularities of how to sort it out and so on. So these people are vile. Now David Lammy is an absolutely foul specimen, utterly shameful person. Who's advocated for the mass murder of children in the United Kingdom and overseas, who's an outright racist and an imbecile and a really opprobrious person. But then he's somehow a member of both Friends of Israel and Friends of Palestine. What, friends of the illegal occupiers and friends of those who are oppressed? Well, that makes sense. So you can see how two-faced he is. But, you know, can the devil speak true? Even he gets it right occasionally. And it's got to say something. I see I'm a bit too popular. That all these countries, which had fairly good relations with Israel until recently, even they've been driven to do this too little, too late, perhaps. Okay, so Itamar Ben-Gvir, he was completely unapologetic in saying that the days of the mandate are over. Well, that's a straw man argument. Whoever said mandatory Palestine is still going. And by the way, it'd still be far, far better for both Jews and Arabs if the mandate was on, but mandatory Palestine is never, ever coming back, and so on. But even he doesn't pretend what he's doing is legal and moral and so on. So Smotrich says this is one-sided and hypocritical. Well, obviously Hamas is an illegal organization in the United Kingdom and so on. But you know, Hamas isn't starving Israelis to death and so on. Goodness, Israel has taken a lot of hostages and has tortured many of them. But despite being a very rich country, could he treat them more humanely? Hamas has taken all these people hostage. I'm not aware that it's tortured any. Maybe it has. And I don't think any of them were malnourished when they were handed back, and so on. So it really is terrible what's happening. I'm so lucky to live in peace, and so on. I don't think it will deter these guys, but you've got to do something. Got to stand up and be counted, if at least symbolic. What else can we do for the long-suffering people of Gaza? It's absolutely infernal what they're going through. Anyway, so do what you can to speak up for humanitarianism, to spare the innocent. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecalan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.